By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine. Now, the way I say another morning, it is as if we are tired of it. No, but Alhamdulillah, we are happy to be back. We are happy to spend another morning with Rise and Shine, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, each and every single day, Rise and Shine. We begin by listening to the glorious Quran and undoubtedly the Holy Quran. Reciting the Quran, listening to the Quran, looking at the Quran. Each and every single one of these Madani viewers, kissing the words of the glorious Quran. SubhanAllah, there's so much to it. Each and every single one of these is a form of worship, an act of ibadah, an act of love. And each and every single one of them is rewarding Madani viewers. Now, every single morning on Rise and Shine, we begin our program by listening to the glorious Quran. And reciting the Quran was always important. It was always important. Let's begin our day by listening to the beautiful, glorious Quran. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, jo nihayat meherban, rahm wala.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء
اے لوگو اپنے رب سے ڈرو جس نے تمہیں ایک جان سے پیدا کیا اور اسی میں سے اس کا جوڑا بنایا اور ان دونوں سے بہت سے مرد و عورت پھیلا دیے
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا
اور اللہ سے ڈرو جس کے نام پر مانگتے ہو اور رشتوں کا لحاظ رکھو بے شک اللہ ہر وقت تمہیں دیکھ رہا ہے
وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَىٰ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ
اور یتیموں کو ان کے مال دو اور سترے کے بدلے گندا نہ لو
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ
اور ان کے مال اپنے مالوں میں ملا کر نہ کھا جاؤ
إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا
بے شک یہ بڑا گناہ ہے
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَىٰ فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مثنى وثلاث ورباع
اور اگر تمہیں اندیشہ ہو کہ یتیم لڑکیوں میں انصاف نہ کرو گے تو نکاح میں لاؤ جو عورتیں تمہیں خوش آئیں دو دو اور تین تین اور چار چار
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ ماشاءاللہ a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran and then within the Quran subhanAllah or listening to the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the titles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is beautiful, my dear viewers, and this is something we should be proud of. Alhamdulillah, we are proud to be Muslims, we are proud to be the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and the lovers of the Quran. The Quran, every single surah, with an exception of one, every single surah begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah's name I begin with. Ar-Rahman, He's the most kind, the most merciful. And subhanAllah, we had many titles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautiful, my dear viewers. And He said that whenever you do supplicate, then you should make use of these titles also. But that, my dear viewers, is a topic for another day. Today, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Thumma Alhamdulillah, for everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But today, my dear viewers, we have a new topic. What is today's topic? Today, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the family around us. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people who we have with us. Now, my dear viewers, today's topic is family unity, but there's something I would like you to do. There would be families who are watching this together. Some people may be individuals. If you have your family with you, then just take a look at those people around you. If you are an individual, if you are alone watching this, then think about those people who are still with you in this world. And a child should look at his mother, really. A child should look at his mother, look at his or her father, their elder brothers, sisters, younger sisters, grandparents, if they're lucky to have some. Even some, mashallah, lucky to have great grandparents, nephews, nieces, and those who have grandchildren, and subhanAllah. But really, just look at those individuals around you and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having them there with you. Really. Say Alhamdulillah. Really, look at your mother, say Alhamdulillah. Look at your father, say Alhamdulillah. Look at your elder brother, say Alhamdulillah. Your elder sister, look at her, say Alhamdulillah. Your younger brothers, younger sisters, nephews, nieces, children, say Alhamdulillah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are currently in a crisis. Many people are sudden, many people are losing family members. And we are blessed, those of us that Alhamdulillah have such people around us. We are very, very blessed and we should be thankful. Today, inshallah, I shall speak about various individuals and how you should respect those individuals. But firstly, as I said, and subhanAllah, we do need to go to our Naat Sharif. My dear viewers, let's listen to a Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we shall come to our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad. Allahumma salli Allahumma salli ala sayyidina امنگے جوش پر آئی چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں جگا دیتے ہیں قسمت مچاتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں جگا دیتے ہیں قسمت مچاتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزے پر بلاتے ہیں جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزوں پر بلاتے ہیں جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزوں پر بلاتے ہیں قسم خدا کی یہ ہے حقیقت جنہیں بلایا ہے مصطفیٰ نے وہی مدینے کو جا رہے ہیں جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں دم بھر میں جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزوں پر بلاتے ہیں وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزوں پر بلاتے ہیں بنے گا جانے دم بھر میں جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزے پر بلاتے ہیں جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روزے پر بلاتے ہیں ایک سفر ہوگا خدا جانے کتنے پاپوں ہمارا کب سفر ہوگا مدینے کو ہزاروں قافلے ہر سال جاتے ہیں مدینے کو ہزاروں قافلے ہر سال جاتے جانے عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے تصدق جانے عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے تصدق جانے عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے گناہ کرتے ہیں ہم وہ اپنی رحمت سے چھپاتے ہیں گناہ کرتے ہیں ہم وہ اپنی رحمت سے چھپاتے ہیں جمیل قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں گل ہوگا جمیل قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں گل ہوگا جمیل قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں گل ہوگا یہی ہے جو ناتے حبیب حق سناتے ہیں یہی ہیں وہ جو ناتے حبیب حق سناتے ہیں یہی ہیں وہ جو ناتے حبیب حق سناتے ہیں منگے گے جو شوش آئی ارادے شاید حبیب
حق بلا
سبحان اللہ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آلہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز وجل ریفریشنگ نعت شریف پریز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلى آلہ وسلم. ڈے ویوز آف مدنی چینل, یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن. الحمد للہ, ٹوڈے وی شیل بی اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ فیملی یونٹی. سم تھنگ آئی اسٹیٹڈ ایٹ دی بگیننگ دیٹ ٹیک اے لک ایٹ یور مدر اینڈ تھینک اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. دی ریزن از دیٹ دیر آر مینی پیپل ہو آلریڈی ڈو ناٹ ہیو اے مدر. And there will be some people who may be on the brinks of even losing some of their family members, especially due to the contagion which is spreading at the moment. Take a look at your father, say Alhamdulillah, there are many people who do not have a father. Take a look at your son or your daughter, because there are many people who do not have a child. They do not have a son and daughter and they wish for one. Grandchildren, be thankful. Whatever it is, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all you have. Now, establishing unity. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, Islam is such a religion, and I did say that, yes, Allah, we should be proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us already, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already given us the rulings, the taught us the importance of family, of respecting and honoring your family members. The mother, the respect and honor of a mother. Where a companion came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that, Ya Rasulullah, I have carried my mother so many miles on this such hot ground, which if raw meat was to be placed on the ground, then that raw meat would be cooked. And in such heat, such intense heat, severe heat, I have carried my mother performing the Hajj pilgrimage. Ya Rasulullah, have I repaid her? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that maybe you have repaid one of the contractions she went through whilst giving birth to you. Now, dear viewers, in terms of the number of contractions a woman goes through, a huge amount, many. Yes, it takes place for a very, very long time. And the pain and the suffering they go through, the difficulty, you know, this is something which none of us can really even truly understand. Only a woman who has been through this can truly understand. This is a mother, my dear viewers, where, you know, who is the most beloved? Your mother. Who should you love the most? Your mother. Who comes first? Your mother. Then your father too. Your father. And the respect of a father, it's said that if you wish to know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, then just take a look at your father. Why? Because the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the pleasure of your father. If your father is pleased with you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, you know, the Quran, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they teach us all these things. But sadly, we wish to look towards other people. We wish to look towards other information. And this is what we call progression. This is what we consider to be progressing, moving forward. The Quran came 1400 years ago. Yes, the Quran came over 1400 years ago. But the Quran is such a book which is not limited to a particular era. It is not limited to one particular time. But even today, we can open up the Quran and discover things by means of the Quran. And these are such things which we should hold fast to. Yes, the Quran and the Sunnah. And this Quran, this Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it teaches us to be united, and especially within our family, to refrain from disputes. So subhanAllah, there's one thing, the mother. Really, the mother comes first. In terms of family, the mother comes first. And really, shall I tell you what? Subhanallah. I would say if you have your mother right next to you, give your mother a hug. I am a person who has lost his mother a few years ago. And only a person who has lost his mother can truly realize. Sadly, this is the reality of things. That we only truly understand the value of things or people when we lose them. Really, this is the reality. And it's really sad. So those people who have their mother with them, give your mother a hug. Give your mother a hug. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by subhanAllah, by rise and shine, hopefully, you know, there would have been many people who have hugged their mother today. Give your mother a hug. Pray for your mother. Give your father a hug too. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers, for those who, by the way, those whose parents have passed away, mother or father, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them happiness in the akhirah. And those whose families are ill, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa. If somebody's father or mother, anybody from their family is suffering from some sort of illness, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a quick and a swift recovery. Now, we've heard so much about the respect of the mother, that's why I don't wish to emphasize too much on this. Yes, it's important, but we speak about respect generally. The respect of a father. These things come first. No matter what happens, when it comes to your mother and father, that's it. Everything else, you know, any disputes, whatever it may be, no. Not with the mother and father. It doesn't happen. This is just something which shouldn't happen. You shouldn't even imagine to be happening. Majority of the times when there are disputes in the household, there are disputes between brothers and sisters, there are disputes. Well, sadly, we do have disputes between parents and children also. But similarly, very importantly, there are disputes between spouses. There are disputes between husbands and wives. So this is the majority of the things, or the most important, my dear viewers. Those things which affect us in this day and age, those things which are happening, those things which are on the rise are disputes between brothers, sisters, spouses, even aunties, uncles. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to love our mother, to love our father. The mother is the gate to paradise. Kissing the mother's feet is like kissing the doors of paradise, the gates of paradise, where the paradise itself lies at the feet of the mother. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the pleasure of the father. But there are also rules laid down for brothers and sisters, for aunties even, yes, uncles. In fact, once a companion came to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, I have performed so many sins. How can I gain forgiveness? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, is your mother alive? Is your mother alive? He says, no. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, is your maternal aunt alive? He says, yes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and serve her, go take care of her. This shall be the means for your forgiveness. Now, this is very, 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 very important, because we have this mindset that it is only our what's known as a nuclear family, meaning brothers, sisters, parents, children. We think it is only restricted to this. No. But even aunties, they hold a responsibility. Now, in our language, I don't know what you will call them, in our language, we call our, I think they would be called khala in Urdu also. And generally in English, it's aunt. But if you want to get more technical, then you would say the maternal aunt, the mother's sister. In our language, we call them masi, and people would have their own names for them. But there's something which I realized, something which somebody told me, and this, subhanAllah, I was just amazed just by listening to this. That this is what somebody told me as to how true it is, Allahu alam. But he said what masi actually means is, ma means a mother. Ma means a mother, and si comes from the word jaisi. Jaisi means to be like, to be similar to. And masi has been joined together to mean mother-like or like one's mother. After a mother, your mother is your maternal aunt. Yes, my dear viewers. It is necessary for us to, if they don't have no children, sometimes this is the case. They are our mothers. It is necessary for us to take care of them, to look after them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to a companion that, is your mother alive? Meaning, if you have performed sins, go serve your mother, be nice to your mother. This shall be a means for forgiveness. But not only your mother, your auntie also. Your auntie, that person who is your mother's sister. Then go take care of her, go look after her. SubhanAllah, our religion also teaches us that nowadays, sadly, we live in a time where the case is such that we do not even take care of our parents. We'll send our parents to an old age home. We will be very, very miserly when it comes to paying for any sort of, you know, medicine for our parents, taking time out for our parents, even paying for their cure, for their treatment, whatever it may be. Whereas those same parents are the ones who, when you were a baby, you were not able to feed yourself, they fed you. When you were not able to change yourself, they changed you. When you were not able to clean yourself, they cleaned you. And not once did they complain. Not once, really. Your mother and father would never have complained to you that, you know, this is all I've done for you and what have you done for me? No. Or why is it you will keep doing this? No, your parents would not have complained, my dear viewers. But they had done all this for us. Then isn't it our duty that now when they are vulnerable, now when they are elderly, now when they may be weak, isn't it our duty to take care for them, take care of them, take care of our aunties. And one thing we must realize, and this is something I can say, you know, personally, in that the traditional families would be such that it wouldn't only be your mother bringing you up. I am not trying to forego the importance of the mother. No, the mothers undoubtedly are important. But I'm trying to also teach you that your aunties, uncles generally, uncles too, but they also are deserving of respect, of honor, of fair treatment. Traditionally, it wouldn't only be your mother bringing you up, but it would also be your auntie. Yes, they would bring you up like your own children. So my dear viewers, respect your parents, respect your aunties and uncles. Respect your sisters. And you have a duty towards your sisters. It's said that there was one pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a saint, and this person, he had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. There was another person who wished to go somewhere, and this other person, he, before traveling, before leaving, there was his wealth which he had. He wished to leave it with somebody to take care of, to leave it in somebody's trust. So he thought, this person's a pious person. 60 years he had spent worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody knows him. He's a saint. He's a wali. So he thinks, let's give it to this person. 10,000 dinars is what he gives. 10,000. And he leaves it in this person's trust. He says, I'm going for a while. Could you please hold on to this? And then when I return, I'll take it from you. That person agrees. He says, okay, no problem. I'll look after it for you. That person, he goes out for some time. When he returns, he finds that that person who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years, that he has passed away. So now, not only is he sad that such a person has passed away, but he is sad that his money, he doesn't know what's happened to his money. So then he asks around, he says, now, firstly, what's happened to him, and would he have any idea as to where my money is? Nobody knows. Nobody knows where his money is. So then he goes to the jurists, he goes to the other ulama, the scholars, and he asks them, he says, what should I do? And they tell him, they say that the souls of the pious people, on a night they come to the Bir Zamzam, the well of Zamzam, this is where they come to. So at night, go there, call out to his soul, and maybe he will tell you. So this is exactly what he does. This person is a pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. So on the night, he goes to Makkah al-Mukarramah, where the well is. The well of Zamzam, he approaches that well. And he calls out. But when he calls out, he receives no reply. That's strange. The souls of all the pious people are here, but he's not replied. Why is this? The next day again, he goes back to the fuqaha, he goes back to the jurists, and he says to them that, I went there and I called out to him, but he did not reply. They said to him that maybe his soul is not there. Go to Yemen. Go to Yemen. There is another well there. There is another well in Yemen. Go to this well. And when you go there, then call out to his soul, because the souls of the evil people are there. And the name of this well is Bir Barhut. That's in Yemen, my dear viewers, south. Quite a distance. Quite a distance. It would be some weeks of traveling. But this person thinks he has 10,000 dinars. It's a large sum of money. You know, he will have to go there. So this is what he does. He goes. He goes to the Bir Barhut. He calls out to the souls. He calls out to this person. And he receives a reply. He asks about his money. He is made aware of it. But then he says that You have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. Why is it your soul is with the souls of the evil people? Allahu Akbar. Why is this your state? Why are you in such a place? He replies, he says, I had a sister. And this sister was ill. I did not take care of my sister, but rather I remained in solitude and I only worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, his worship was a good act, but he did not take care of his sister. My dear viewers, respect for your mother, your father, your parents, but also your sisters. My dear viewers of Madan Channel, Alhamdulillah, each and every single day we have a daily reminder. SubhanAllah, time is going so fast. Let's move to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The blessed Rasul, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, Allah Azza wa Jal says, I have prepared such bounties for my pious bondmen, which no eye has ever seen, nor ear has ever heard, and no human heart has ever perceived. The blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, in Jannah, there are 100 levels. The distance between each level is that of the distance between the earth and the sky. And Firdaus is the highest level from there. Four rivers of Jannah are flowing from there, and the arsh is above it. So when you beseech in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal, beseech Him for Firdaus. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. The greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the place in Jannah equal to the size where a whip can be placed is better than the world and whatever it contains. My sweet Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, how beautiful, how gracious, how magnificent our Creator Allah Azza wa Jalla is. He has created all this for us. Yet, we don't even read Salah. We don't even be thankful. This is not a free ride. We need desperately to walk onto the path of Allah. And then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will gain Jannah. We will definitely, inshallah, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal and the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will gain Jannah. But how can we gain Jannah if we do not pass the test in this world? Remember, my sweet Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it is stated that insan and jinn were sent onto earth only to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. But do we actually worship Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we read our salah? We all need to go onto the straight path. So on the day of judgment, inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of my Lord and the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will enter Jannah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah give you the ability and give me the ability to become pious. May Allah give you the ability and me the ability to live a life of iman. May Allah give you the ability and me the ability to die with iman. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل, that was our daily reminder. Now, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, we are speaking about family unity, but alhamdulillah, recently we have introduced in our morning show a special segment for children. Now, to be honest, this is not really, you know, when I think of it, it's not really only for children. Many of us will have so much to learn, mashallah, from the information this young brother of ours gives to us, Abdullah Bhai. Now, subhanAllah, before we do go on to that, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is something I would like to mention, which is very, very important. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that khayrukum, khayrukum li ahlihi, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the best of you is he who is best to his family. And I am the best to my family. This, honestly, this hadith sharif is so, so important, so beautiful also. That sadly we suffer from, sometimes we suffer from, you can say, multi-personalities, you know, a multi-personality disorder. We have multiple personalities. At home we are one person, outside we are an entirely different person. An entirely different person. At home we are strict, we are harsh. Outside we are sweet, we are kind, we are smiling. Sadly, really this is the state. At home we are very, very miserly. We rarely spend on our own, you know, spouses, on our children. We rarely spend on our parents. But outside, we are the most generous people. We are the most generous of the people. We are ready to give so, you know, large amounts of sadaqah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, giving to your own family is sadaqah. Feeding your own wife and children is sadaqah. Yes, if you were to put food on the table for your own children, this is also sadaqah. You gain the reward of sadaqah. Why is it that outside we are the sweetest and the kindest of people, but in our own homes we are harsh, we are condescending, we are disrespectful, we belittle our own, it could be the wife, it could be even a person's own brothers, sisters, families. We look down on them. Why is this the case, my dear viewers? And you know, a scholar, so somebody was asked, why is it that sometimes people, it is difficult for them to perform the easy actions, and it is easy for them to perform the difficult actions. Now this, you know, this may confuse people. Some people, for them it is easy to perform difficult actions and difficult to perform the easy actions. Why is this? And the answer given is sometimes this is due to fame, to wish, desire for fame. That what it is outside we want people to love us. We wish for that fame. So we'll give a huge sum of money, which, you know, would be very difficult for us to give normally. But in front of particular eyes, particular people, we are ready to give a huge amount of money away in the, or what we call the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for charity, what we would call charity. But is this really charity? This is between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's to show other people, then how can this be accepted? So this is the reason where sometimes at home it would be very, very, very difficult for us to perform extra prayers, extra raka'at. Whereas when other people are watching us, two raka'at of ours take the same time as 10 of ours which would take time at home. But when we are outside, we extend that, we prolong it so much. My dear viewers, yes, perform good actions. Perform good actions. Give charity. If possible for you, give large amounts of charity. Do this, my dear viewers. But due to this reason, do not restrict your own household. Do not restrict your own children. Do not restrict your own wife. Do not restrict your own parents. Spend outside, give in charity, but also spend on your family. And there's another lesson to be learned, in fact, when it comes to spending on the family. First, let's go to this segment, inshallah, and then if I do get the chance, we will come to that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Now let's head over to a documentary to learn even more wonderful facts and wonderful information. Hey friends, how are you? And welcome to the documentary. So today our topic is flowers. Flowers beguile us with their lovely scent and striking beauty, but many flowers have hidden attributes. Flowers and plants have been used medicinally for thousands of years. Many flowers may also have unusual characteristics and forms. Dive into the fascinating world of flower lore and gain a fresh appreciation for these plants. Roses are related to apples, raspberries, cherries, peaches, plums, nectarines, pears, and almonds. Tulip bulbs were more valuable than gold in Holland in the 1600s. Tulip bulbs can be substitutes for onions in a recipe. The very expensive spice, saffron, comes from a type of crocus flower. The largest flower in the world is the Titan arms, which produce flowers 10 feet high and 3 feet wide. The flowers smell of decaying flesh and are also known as corpse flowers. Almost 60% of fresh-cut flowers grown in the U.S. come from California. It was discovered that the world's oldest flower in 2002, Northeast China, the juice from bluebell flowers was used historically to make glue. 1 cup of dandelion greens provides 7,000 to 13,000 IU of vitamin A. Sunflowers move throughout the day in response to the movement of the sun from east to west. Moonflowers bloom only at night, closing during the day. Gas plants produce a clear gas on humid, warm nights. Blue cohosh, also known as squaw root or papose root. Next time you walk through a flower garden, take a minute to consider the individual plants growing there. One of them may hold the secret for curing a dreaded disease. Another may have a long, illustrious history. Every flower has qualities and attributes worth admiring. So kids, I hope you loved this documentary and I hope you learned a lot from it.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, various flowers we have learnt about. I'm sure everyone would have learnt something from that. I had myself had learnt so much, my dear viewers. But before we do conclude our episode, before we do conclude the program, something very, very important. I mentioned spending on family. Now, spending on family is very important. Being kind to your family is very, very important. Do not allow your family to be a means, a reason for you to try to attain haram livelihood, because this is what's happening, that sometimes just to be able to provide for your family, sometimes we turn towards haram livelihood. This, my dear viewers, is completely wrong. This is something we should refrain from. Do not spend excessively. Do not spend and waste. Do not be extravagant in your spending. But spend sufficiently. Spend to a level which will suffice you. This is very important. Do not make your family or the pleasure of your family a reason for the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really. Do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to please your own family. No. Firstly, our pleasure, we wish to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the pleasure of our family. And whatever we do for our family, this is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very important, something very, very important to know, my dear viewers. And please do remember that sadly we have run out of time, but we've only mentioned the importance of parents, aunties, sister. There's also your elder brother who's like your father. You must also respect your youngsters. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he who does not, which is along the lines, that he who does not honor the elders and be loving to the youngsters, he is not from us. That person is not from us, my dear viewers. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us. We must respect and honor the elders as well as the youngsters. And inshallah, by doing this, by acting upon the guidelines given to us by the Quran and the Sunnah, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can have unity. Each and every single member of your family, they are a blessing for you. They are a blessing. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everybody you have around you. And do not allow them to be a cause of your destruction in the Akhirah by you disrespecting them, dishonoring them, or by you allowing them to be the reason for you to commit sin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.